on Tuesday next, representatives of an estimated 17 communities across the country will gather at Dáil Éireann to protest at planned wind farms near their homes. They say they're concerned about the implications of living in close proximity to wind turbines, and they're demanding that the regulations around the wind farms are updated from the 2006 standards that are currently applied to the operation of these pieces of infrastructure. Sean Canny, to you first on this. You're supporting a group called Community and Environmental Protection Alliance. What's the issue there in terms of wind turbines, and how many wind farms are you talking about?
Well, across the country, there are a multiple of applications in progress. The concern that SEPA have is that at the moment, the guidelines around the planning of these wind farms are completely outdated. They are dated back in 2006, when the height of a turbine would have been approximately 80 metres. And since that, we have no update of the guidelines. And today, a proposal right beside me in Belclare will put in 9 turbines at 185 metres high into an area of high scenic community. Galway County Council have issued a submission which is very, very negative. And we have this happening around Tuam. There are 6 such proposals in train at the moment. One of them in a bog, a cutaway bog, where we would destroy the environment. We have every kind of thing going on. And the latest thing that has happened is that in an application in Googan Barra, which was squashed by judicial review, the inspector suggested that we should stall determinations on any wind farm development where there is no guidance in place. And that is the inspector from Abhor Pleanála saying this.
Okay.
So effectively, what SEPA are looking for is for a moratorium on planning for wind farms until we have proper regulation in place. And this
in principle, are you in favour of wind farms?
Of course, everybody, including SEPA, are in favour of wind farms that are done in a sustainable way, that do not wreck communities, that do not split communities, and that do not destroy communities. And effectively what they're saying is there's no such thing as having a development or having progress on something if the destruction of the environment and if the destruction of the community is greater than what has been achieved.
Okay.
And you look around the country, you talk to people who are living beside these wind farms and how they're affected by it, how they're affected by the.
Oh, okay. We'll come back to that.
This.
Okay, I want to come. I want to get the response of Oisin Smith on this. If the regulations haven't been updated since 2006, and wind turbines have substantially changed since then, and obviously the commitments to have more of them have been hardened up since then, is it time to review that and address some of those concerns?
It is time to review them. I think a lot of work has been done to review them, and that work is going to go to public consultation during the summer. That's under the Minister for Planning, Dara O'Brien. So he tells me he's going to publish new wind energy guidelines in draft for public consultation this summer. And you're right, it's a fair point. Wind turbines have greatly changed on shore. They're much bit larger than they were in 2006. And so we need new guidelines around where they're placed and noise guidelines and so on. And while we absolutely need more wind power, we also need to engage with local communities and make sure they're being put in the right place and that we're incorporating the local knowledge of the local area to make sure that they are a benefit locally, that they're producing community benefit funds and so on. And I'm always willing to talk to people. When this, I saw this group, I've read their documents. When they come up to the Dáil, I'll be happy to meet them. So, in general, I think that everybody's agreed. We need wind power. We've done very well in Ireland on that. And the vast majority of wind power that's coming now is going to be in the sea.
Right. We've
built most of the onshore wind power at this stage.
Okay. So. Just in the limited time we have, is there an argument then, until these regulations have had the public consultation and are published to take account of the changes, is there an argument for halting the development of new wind farms?
A very weak argument. I mean, you might say, "Well, should we stop building all housing until we can improve housing regulations?" No, we have to keep building out our renewable energy. We need to do it because climate change is an emergency. We need to do this. We need to protect ourselves from high electricity prices.
Ivana Bacic, on that point, would you support the argument that wind farm development should be halted until the regulations are updated?
Well, first of all, I welcome the fact that we're going to see an updated set of regulations published in draft, and that there'll be public consultation. consultation this summer. I think that is essential. You know, I think it's important to note the progress that's been made on onshore wind, and Ireland has become something of a world leader. But the future lies in offshore wind. I've been engaging with offshore wind projects off the East Coast, which are offer really exciting potential and which also are going to offer huge community benefit. And that's important too. I don't think we should pause building, constructing wind farms. I would much rather see these updated regulations, this process speeded up so that we can see communities being able to engage with the rules, ensure that the new, because technology has moved [S2] Right. [S1] On so much in recent years. But I would say this, offshore is the future now for wind generation. If we've to have any chance of meeting that [S2] Okay. [S1] Crucial goal that we have by 2030,
Sean Canny,
to have 80% share of electricity from renewable sources by 2030. Otherwise, we've no chance of meeting that.
Oisín Smith said there that the regulations are going to be looked at. There is going to be a public consultation that I'm sure you'll be contributing to that. But these consultations can take a long time. Would you still be insisting that there would be a moratorium on the development of all wind farms until such time as that was finalised?
Absolutely, on the basis that the existing guidelines that are there are not actually in compliance with European law or SEAI directives or the World Health Organization in terms of sound and all of that. And if we're going to wait for review, which was actually is ongoing, and the draft guidelines were shelved in 2014 and are now being brought down off the shelf again because pressure is coming on. What's happening here is that we are sitting back hoping something will, people will go away. But what's happening here, and the Taoiseach has said it when he was brought in, that he, the government have lost touch with the people.
All right, okay,
and this is one way of reconnecting with the people.
We're out of time. That's all we have time for today.